Well, you know, I usually come up here and say, do you know of anything special that's happened last week or this week? Or anything special happened this past week? Anything special happened yesterday?
Halloween.
Boy, already forgot about it. Did all of you guys dress up or go out?
And,
you were a gremlin. Well, I'm glad you did take your mask. No, I'm glad you took your mask. But everybody, did you get your fill of candy? And
oh, I got lots
of candy. Oh yeah. Well, we haven't been at home. We haven't been giving candy at our house in several years now. But we usually go to one of our grandchildren's house. It used to be my grandson. He's 16 now, and he's confined to home doing his lessons. But we're going to my granddaughter's now. I've got a couple of young granddaughters, and they were all dressed up. And Betty and I were able to hand out candy. And it was a lot of fun. And I enjoyed seeing all the different costumes that came up. Some of them were, boy, pretty scary. Some of them were just good and fun. I know there was one young lady. She looked like she might have been in her early teens. And she came up to get the candy, and she said, I'm glad you guys didn't scare us. Because we had some pumpkins and stuff out, but we didn't do anything to really scare them. They said that somebody had jumped out and tried to scare them before. And they didn't want to be scared, but they did want to get dressed up. And that's what Halloween can be. It can be a time when you just have fun. And that's what you guys were doing, you know. When I was younger, they didn't always do it just for fun. I did, but you know, some didn't. But where did Halloween come from is the question. And I went to where do you usually go? To the web. And I found out some web. Yeah, the spider webs. And I found out a little bit about the history of Halloween. I'll give you one of these things. But did you know that Halloween really came from the words All Hallows Evening. All Hallows Evening. Halloween. And what it was, Hallows means hallowed or sacred, and evening, that's evening part of the day. And it was a time in the early church when they remembered holy people from the past, and they would gather, and they would do as the pastor had people do before today, and that is to remember people in the church that were very important. And it started out being remembering those who had gone before and had been persecuted in the church, because in those days there was a lot of persecution. People they were afraid of this people called Christians. They didn't understand it, and there was some persecution going on, and many had died. And so this All Hallows Evening was a time to gather and remember those. As the church developed, there were some very significant people in the church, like the apostles Peter and James and John, and the apostle Saul, and others in the church, like Francis of Assisi, and the major leaders of the church, that were very much revered, and they called them saints. They called them saints because they were so so saintly, because they lived their life in a very holy manner. And they would have special days to remember those, and the church had a lot of saint days that were set up, days for saints. And then there were so many of those that they finally just started remembering them again, just on days like today. And they didn't call it All Hallows Evening anymore, but they called it All Saints Day. Because Halloween kind of went other directions as well, because there were a lot of other things going on in the cultures of that time, And this happened around the time that they celebrated witches and goblins and ghosts and things like that. It was happening around the same time. That became Halloween. But the celebration of those who are important in the church became All Saints Day. Instead of All Hallows Evening, it became All Saints Day. Now today, we celebrate both. Halloween is celebrated by people that don't have necessarily anything to do with the church, and they try to scare people during Halloween. They'll dress up as all kinds of things. But for kids, that's been the time for having fun, dressing up. But the church wasn't going to use that anymore, so they don't use the name Halloween for what they do. But they call it All Saints Day. And today, the day after Halloween, has become All Saints Day. And this is the day that we remember all those people who have gone before here in the church. And that's what we're doing. And I've got something here that I'll pass out to you. Well, could you? I'll take a couple of these, like maybe three of them, and if you would pass those down there. Let me see. I'll take three of them here. These tell you a little bit about where Halloween came from, and one of the questions they ask is, should we celebrate Halloween today? And yeah, we should, or could. I mean, we can. But we want to remember to celebrate it now as a time for fun, as you were doing. But also remember where it came from. And remember on days like today, All Saints Day, when we remember those who have gone before in the church. Okay.